And we're holding on Kuf Aleph Omud Bey's last line. We were discussing the issue of Shinui Makom, when a person is in the middle of eating and then goes to a different place. And we're talking about whether they go there and then afterwards return to their original place. We're talking about whether they go there and continue eating. So we said there are cases where you have to make a new bracha and cases where you don't. First of all, we said the difference is if you're going mibayis labayis from one house or one building to another, versus if you're just going from makam to from mimakam lamakam from one place to another, or pina, which would mean, for example, the first floor to the second floor, or according to a different gear server, showing him mipina lapina from one corner to another within the same house, within the same room. Then we had Rav Chista. Then we had a machlokas Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. Do we say that this applies across the board to all foods, or do we say that only applies to foods where ein tunin bracha lachrei and mimkayman, foods that you don't have to make an after bracha, an important after bracha in the place where you ate them? So we said Rav Chista makes that distinction, Rav Sheshes does not. And we said there's a three-way machloikas rishonim, what are dvorim atunin bracha lachrei and mimkayman, or what are things that are not torn in bracha lachrei and mimkayman. Everybody agrees that that includes things that you say bore nefashis on, but the Rashba holds that it's only that, that's only bread. Would you say that you don't make a new bracha, but everything else you would have to. Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rambam say that also fruit from Shivas Aminim and wine, those things are not considered so important. It's true that you make bracha main sholosh after them, but they're not so important, they're not a kviya suda, and therefore when you get up to go someplace else, it means in effect that you finished your first meal and now you're planning to start a new meal someplace else in the other place where you went to, therefore you need to make a new bracha. And Tosfos discusses over here that it's possible that it may mean that mezonos may also be included in things that tu'un in bracha lachar in memkayman, where you wouldn't have to make a new bracha, but everything else below mezonos, including wine and fruit, you would have to. So three opinions. Is it only things that are bo nefashis? Is it also things that are, is it also wine and fruit? Or is it also mezonos and the only thing that you wouldn't have to is bread? Anyway, so that's a machlokas we've shown him within our Gemara. So again, we had Rav Chista's opinion that makes that distinction between different kinds of foods. And then we have Rav Sheshes, who doesn't hold of such a distinction. So we brought a braisa that seems to contradict Rav Chista. The braisa describes you have a bunch of people that are sitting together and eating or drinking, and they left to see a chosin or a kala. So we said only if they left. So the word okru raglehen suggests that we're talking about something where they need a bracha, where they need a bracha achroina. Because otherwise, okru raglehen implies like they only left because it's a hurry to see the chosin and kala. Otherwise, they shouldn't have left. Otherwise, they should have made a bracha achrona where they were. And we're saying only if they leave behind one member of their party, only then do they not have to make a new bracha. Whereas Rav Chista hadn't made that distinction between whether there's a member of their party or not. His distinction, rather, was whether it's tu'unin bracha lachrei and mimkayman or not. According to Rav Chista, if you have, it's dvorim atu'unin bracha lachrein b'mekayman, and you don't have to make a new bracha where you are, for example, according to everybody, that includes bread, but from this braisa, it seems that only if you left behind a zaken aichola do you not have to make a new bracha, but otherwise, with all foods, it sounds like you do have to. So this is where we're holding, the last line of Kuf Aleph Omud Beis. So the answer is Rav Nachman Beitzchok says, Man Tana Akiris, who is the Tana of that Braisa that mentioned that the case where Okru Raglehen, where they got up to go see the Chosin and the Kala, and we're talking about whether they have to make a new bracha or not, that would be Rabbi Yehuda. That's specifically according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meanwhile, the Chachamim disagree with him. Netanya, as we learn in a Braisa, Chaverim Shahoyim Masubim, if Chaverim were sitting together, where we're reclining together and eating or drinking, Rashi and Tosfos both take out both mention that they had a girse in front of them, lishtos yayin, to drink wine, and they both say it has to go out because according to their shitta, wine is one of those things that you have to wine would actually be one of those things that you have to that you do have to make a new bracha for the fact of shinui makom. So they. Before they take out the word wine over here, because we're saying over here that not necessarily in this braisa are we going to say they don't necessarily need to make a new bracha. Anyway, so these chaverim were sitting together. Further down on the Amud, the Rashbam explains that we're talking specifically chaverim, which means tamid chachamim, because we're going to mention that they went to shul or the Beis Medrash. So therefore, b'pashtus, that would be tamid chachamim who left for that purpose. Anyway, chaverim shohim asubin, v'okru ragleihem leilach leves haknesses o leves medrash. They got up, they left in the middle without making a bracha achrayna to go to shul or to the Beis Medrash. Shein yotzin ein te'unin bracha l'mafreya. So when they leave, they don't have to make a bracha for what they ate so far. They don't have to make a bracha achrayna or bench, as the case may be. Uchshein chozrin ein te'unin bracha l'hatchila. When they return, they don't have to make a new first bracha. So that part is according to Rav Chista, because Rav Chista had said that it depends whether the te'unin bracha l'achrayin memkoyman. And the fact, again, that we use the word v'okru raglehem, that they got up, like in a hurry, means they had to go in a hurry to shul or to the Beis Medrash. So therefore, so in other words, if they hadn't been in a hurry, they would have made an after bracha, because this is one of those kinds, if we're talking about the kind of food where you do need to make an after bracha where you were sitting, which again, you have the three-way machlokas we're showing in what kind of food we're referring to. But in any case, they were in a hurry, so they left for the shul or the Beis Medrash. So therefore, the Chachamim is like Rav Chista says, Amr of Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda says, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bizman Sheinichusham, Mikhtas Chaverim. Rav Yehuda says, only if they left there some of their Chaverim. Like we said before, an old person, a sick person, Avalohi Nichusham Mikhtas Chaverim, but if they didn't leave behind any member of their group, then Kshen Yotzin Tonin Brachal Mafreya, or Kshen Chosin Tonin Brachal Hatchila. So then when they leave, they need a bracha l'mafreya, which we discussed yesterday in Machlokes Rishonim. Does that mean they must bench, or does it mean it's a good idea for them to bench because they may be delayed and then they may miss the bracha achrona altogether? When they return, then they need a new first bracha, and that part all the Rishonim agree that that's what it means. Even if we say they don't need to make an after bracha over what they ate before, definitely in this case where Shinui Makom requires a bracha, then it means that it requires a new first bracha. So we see, therefore, in the Braisa that it's only Rabbi Yehuda who mentions that point about somebody being left behind. The Chachamim don't mention that point, so that doesn't contradict Rav Chista. Tosfos, by the way, mentions as a side thing over here, we were talking about a day or two ago when we were talking about the issue of interrupting your meal for benching versus poda and podas mapo makadish and interrupting your meal for kiddush and lechem mishnah. So Eli, I think you brought up the point. I think, what about if you have to go to davening? Would that be considered a hefsik in your meal, such that you would have to bench it, such that you would have to make a new bracha? And Tosfos mentions over here, you see over here, that actually, no, you don't, because we see over here that we're talking about they went to shul, and we're still saying that only when it's required, only when you have a requirement because of because of shinui makom, or because of or depending whether it's depending what kind of food we're talking about, depending whether you left somebody behind, only then do you need to make a new bracha. But not, for example, if you're davening in the middle of your meal. That in and of itself is not considered a hefsek to the extent that you should have to make a new bracha afterwards. Anyway, so the point is, we thought that the Braisa contradicts Rav Chista, the first Braisa that we brought on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We thought that contradicts Rav Chista because it mentioned only that they only don't need to make a new bracha only if they left behind a zakan or chayla. So now we see the answer is, Rav Nachman Yitzchak's answer is, that that's only according to Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree, and they don't mention the point about leaving anybody behind. They just mention the point about Okru Raglehem, which implies that they got up and left, even though it was something that Tu'unin Brachalach, well, because it was food that Tu'unin Brachalach Rein Bemkoimon, because it was one of these kinds of foods where they're required to return to where they were and bench or make a bracha achreina, therefore we say it's not considered a hefsek and they don't need a new bracha. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ela taima de bedvarim atu'unin brachalach Rein Bemkoimon. Now let's see then. What is the Braisa telling us? Only because, by implication, it was dvarim atu'unin brachalach Rein Bemkoimon. Again, bread according to everybody, mezonos maybe according to Tosfos, wine and fruit also according to the Rashi and the Rashbam. Only because it was those kinds of food. They were saying, "Dechshein yotzin ein tonin brachal mafreya, uchshein chozrin ein tonin brachal hachila." Only because it was that kind of important food are we saying that they don't need a bracha when they leave, and a bracha achrona for what they ate before, and a new bracha when they come back. Aval dvarim she'en tonin bracha lachrein memkayman. But the implication seems to be that if it was not that kind of food, if it was, let's say, food that you have to say that if it was food that you say burn a foshas over, or maybe some of these things that you say bracha main shalosh on, but anything short of bread. So then it seems that the braisa is saying afilu l'rabbanan, and then it seems even according to the chachamim k'shen yotzin tonin bracha l'mafreya. Then we would say that when they leave, they need to make a bracha, an after bracha of what they ate before, and then when they return, they need a new bracha. So let's say they were sitting together and drinking wine or soda or beer or what have you, which are things that require bona fushes, where everybody agrees that those are not dvorim tonin bracha lachrein b'mkoyman. It sounds like, given that the Chachamim used the expression v'okru raglehem, they got up in a hurry and left. So we're saying that implies that we're talking things where the after bracha has to be said where you were. Well, in that case, given that the Braisa is itself making that distinction, Lema Tevet Yuvta de Rabbi Yochanan, would that be a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan, who said before that Shinui Mokum you never need to make a bracha? On Daf Kof Aleph, we had Rav and Shmuel talking about the case where you make Kiddush and Shul. And Rav saying that you were yotze the bracha on wine, but not the bracha on wine. Shmuel, because Shinri Mokum makes a difference. Shmuel saying you're not yotze either one because you need Kiddush Mokum Soda. And Rabbi Yochanan saying you yotze both because according to him, Shinri Mokum doesn't require a bracha, and according to him, you don't need Kiddush Mokum Soda. So should we say that our braisa is an upschlag to Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan had said that no kind of food do you need a new bracha for Shinri Mokum, and our braisa, the last braisa that we quoted, seems to be saying that you do. So the Gemara says, okay, so, and if it is a contradiction, big deal. Didn't we already contradict Rabbi Yochanan one time? On Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, we had a braisa that said Shinui Mokum Tzorich Levarich, and we said that shlugs up Rabbi Yochanan. So why do we care if our braisa also shlugs up Rabbi Yochanan? The answer is okay, name a mehonami tevit yuvta. Fine, but can we say that our braisa also over here is another refutation of Rabbi Yochanan? Now, why is that important? The Rashbam says, let's say, for example, when it came to the earlier braisa on Kuf Aleph, let's say we find after all that braisa is mistaken, or let's say we find some way to fa'enfer it according to, Rabbi Yochanan. Nevertheless, we're still going to say that. Nevertheless, even if we find some way to end for that other braisa, we would still have our braisa as a refutation of Rabbi Yochanan. So should we say that that's the case? Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, the answer is not necessarily. Our braisa is not necessarily a contradiction on Rabbi Yechanan, because Amalach Rabbi Yechanan can answer you. Who adin da'afilu dvarim she'en tonen bracha v'achrein b'mkoyman nami en tzrichim levarich. As a matter of fact, no, the braisa is not necessarily saying that this rule of not needing a new bracha is only restricted to dvarim atonen bracha v'achrein. Maybe even things that en tonen bracha v'achrein b'mkoyman. Maybe even, for example, things that require bar nefashis or mezonah or fruit or shivas aminim, etc. Maybe also ain't srichim levarich. The braisa would be implying you don't have to make a new bracha for them either, because the braisa uses the expression okru raglayim, which we said implies that they left in a hurry without making a bracha achrona in their place. That was what we used that diuk to say, that we're talking about only certain kinds of foods. Rabbi Yochanan would say not necessarily. The reason why the braisa would use that expression, which implies that they left in a hurry without making an after bracha there, where they were, like they were supposed to, would be that would be to tell you how far Rabbi Yehuda goes. Rabbi Yehuda, who's being machmir and says that only if they left somebody behind, only then are they potter from new brachas. So dafilu dvarim shetunin bracha lachrein memkayman, even things that require an after bracha where you were, for example, bread. And we're saying that therefore, now we said before, the idea is lakiva kama, we expect that they're going back to their original kliyos because they know they have to eventually come back there and finish and bench. But even then, even then, Rabbi Yehuda would say, still, in order for them not to have to make a new bracha, that requires that they left behind some of their chaverim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even with those kinds of foods, if they didn't leave miktas chaverim, then kshen yotzin tun and bracha l'mafreya, then when they leave, they need a bracha for what they ate before, ukshen chozrin tun and bracha l'chatchila, and when they return, they need a bracha l'chatchila. So in other words, the braisa is mentioning the case of okru raglehem, implying that they left in a hurry without making an after bracha, not because the chachamim, Rabbi Yechanan would say, not because the chachamim restrict their rule only to that case. No, in fact, they would say that the fact that they don't have to make a new bracha applies to all kinds of foods. So like Rabbi Yechanan would say, that shinui mokum never requires a new bracha. But Rabbi Yehuda would say that you need two factors. Number one, it depends on the kind of food, and number two, it depends whether they left somebody behind. So because of that, the braisa mentions that okru raglehem, which implies that we're talking only about certain kinds of foods. This braisa is not a contradiction to Rabbi Yechanan. We still have the braisa on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, which was a refutation of him, and therefore which was an upschlag to him, and therefore we said not like him. So the Gemara says Tanya Kavasei de Rav Chista. Now we do learn a braisa like Rav Chista. Braisa says Chaverim Shoyim Suben Lishtes Yayin. If you had Chaverim were sitting together drinking wine, again the Rashbam takes out the words Lishtes Yayin, according to the Rashbam, here we are Gerdes Yayin. Here we are talking about that they were drinking wine. Before the Rashbam explains, before we had the Chachamim in the Braisa with the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, we said that we thought that Braisa contradicts. We thought that a previous Braisa contradicts Rabbi Chista, and we brought that Braisa to show that it doesn't contradict because the earlier Braisa was appointed Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, but that Braisa is not really a proof for Rabbi Chista either, because it didn't mention specifically what they were eating or what they were drinking. It just used the word okru raglehem, and we deduced from that that it meant that it's dvarim atonim bracha l'achrein b'mkoyman. Or braisa now, this last braisa actually says specifically lishtos yayin, that they're sitting to drink wine, and the braisa says v'okru raglehem, and then they left v'chazru, and then they returned ein srichem levarich, they don't need to make a bracha. So that would be like Rav Chista, at least like the Rashbam and like Rashi's and the Rashbam's understanding of Rav Chista, that that wine is one of those things that are considered tu'unin bracha lachren b'mekayman, and therefore that you wouldn't need to make an after bracha and a new before bracha before you continue, because those are considered something of a kvius. Again, unlike the Rashba, who says that that concept applies only to bread, and unlike Tosfos, who says that it applies to bread and mezonos. With that said, though, there are Rishonim, the Baal Amor, and the Baal Amor has a girsa over here that the Braisa is actually not Kavaseder of Chista, but Kavaseder of Yochanan. So in other words, even though we schlugged up Rabbi Yochanan before, nevertheless, we have a Braisa according to him. Now, that wouldn't mean the halacha is like him, because the fact is we did schlug him up before, but it would mean that this last Braisa that we quoted is not necessarily like Rav Chista. And in fact, they say that the halacha is not necessarily like Rav Chista. After all, the halacha, a number of the Rishonim say that the halacha is actually like Rav Sheshes, that in all cases, regardless of the kind of food, you do need to make a new bracha when you come back to your original place. Even regardless whether it's Dvarim Atonin Bracha Lacharein Mem Koyman or not. So the halachas about this are brought in Shulchan Aruch and also in the Alter Rebbe's Seder Birkas Hananin, and they are a little bit complicated because of the different opinions of Rishonim over here, how to understand what kinds of foods we're talking about and who the halacha is like between Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. So what you have is Lachatchila, you shouldn't be moving from one place to another at all in order not to get yourself into a suffix. But if you did, so if the new place where you're going to is someplace where you can see the old place where you were, then you don't have to make a new bracha. If you can't see the old place, then depending what kind of food it is, you would have to make a new bracha. And then so you have with bread, you definitely wouldn't need to. With things that require bone nefashos, you definitely would need to. And with the ones in between, you have a machloikas and suffik brachas lakola. And then you have, if when you made hamotzi to begin with, you had in mind that you're going to be going someplace else and finishing it, then that's fine. And that's in Shulchan Aruch mentions that that travelers do that. They'll wash and start eating hamotzi in one place, and then they'll walk and then continue on someplace else and continue eating there. So that's a summary in brief of the halachas about this. The details you have to look there in Shulchan Aruch. Getting back now to the case where you were eating a meal and then you're interrupting for Kiddush. So we talked about before, we had at the beginning of the Perek, we had Rabbi Yehuda saying that you can't, that when it comes time for Kiddush, you have to stop your meal, you have to bench, even take away the table as they did in those days. And then you make Kiddush and bring back the table and start your Shabbos or your Yom Tov meal. We had Rabbi Yehuda saying that on Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to start a meal past a certain time. We said Rabbi Yossi disagreed and said you could start a meal later in the day. Then we said we had another machol, and we said Rabbi Yossi agrees on Erev Pesach that you can't start a meal too late. Then we said that there's also a machlokas as far as continuing your meal after Shabbos or Yom Tov began, where Rabbi Yehuda requires you to stop your meal and make Kiddush. And Rabbi Yossi says you don't need to. You can continue your meal and then make Kiddush at the end. And we mentioned also the concept of Podas Mapo Makadish, that what you can do is you pause your meal, you spread out a cloth over the chalas in order to make it as if they're being brought now to the table, and then you make Kiddush and Hamotzi. So now more on that topic. Tanan Rabbanan, Bnei Chavura Shoyim Asubin, members of a group who were reclining together and eating and drinking, V'kodesh Aleim Ayoyim, and Shabbos or Yom Tov began. So they'd started a meal earlier in the day. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would have had to have started it before the end of the ninth hour, because according to him, you're not allowed to start after that. According to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't matter. Every day except Erev Pesach, it could be that you start even later. Whatever it is, Shabbos came and they're still eating. So mavien like kos shoyayin. What they do is now the thing is you need kiddush. You also need birkas hamazon. You also need to bench for what you ate before. And birkas hamazon, you have opinions in halacha that birkas hamazon tuuna kos. That always when you're benching, you have to do it over a cup of wine. Lamaisa, even though it says in Sefer HaMenhagim that we're in Hayom Yom that we're supposed to bench with a kos, even that we're supposed to bench with a kos always, or at least when we have three people. Lamaisa, people don't aren't always knowing that way, and many people only do a kois. Well, obviously on Pesach night because one of the Dalet koises, but other than that, I know people. I do this way myself, for example, that only use a kois only if they have a minion. Whatever the case, anyway. So you have the you need a kois for birkas hamazon. You also need a kois for kiddush. So mevi'im like kois choyayin, but omer al of kiddush asayim. So what you do is they bring a cup of wine, and he says kiddush on it in the middle of the meal. And then they bring him a second cup, and he says birkas hamazon on it. Now, why are you putting kiddush first? So the reason is Rashi and the Rashbam explain that since it's now the time of kiddush, then kiddush takes precedence. It is true according to the Yehuda that you have to interrupt your meal and you have to bench, and then you need. Then you need to make a motzi again and start your Shabbos meal or your Yom Tov meal. But Rabbi Yehuda still says, according to the Spraisa, that you should first make kiddush because the time for kiddush came first. So therefore you make kiddush first, and then only then do you bench over your previous meal and say Hagofen on that cup of wine. Rashi and Rashbam both bring a Loshen Acher that says the other way around, that the first one you do Birkas HaMazon, and the second you say Kedusha Sayyim. Rashi says, and it loy garsinan, but on the side over here it says it's supposed to be Loshen Acher garsinan, which means a different version. And the Rashbam says, the Rashbam also brings it as Loshen Acher, but he says that from Tesefta and Brachas is mashma like the first Loshen, that the order is according to the Yehuda, first Kiddush, then Birkas HaMazon. Anyway, continue with the braise. Rabbi Yossi says you can go and continue eating until it gets dark, or there's a different girsa over here, actually, misha techshach, that even you're allowed to eat, and the Rashbam also says this, misha techshach, you can even continue eating after it gets dark, because we said that according to Rabbi Yossi, we said you don't have to interrupt the meal at all. You can finish the entire meal and then only make kiddush at the end of it. Okay, the braisa continues. Gomru, once they finish their meal, then kois rishon mevarach ala birkas hamazon. Then the first cup. Then Rabbi Yossi continues. Then the first cup, you say birkas hamazon. That even Rabbi Yossi is telling us that not only did you not have to interrupt your meal in order to make kiddush, but even now you bench first and then you make kiddush at the end. Now, the Rashbam says, Rabbi Yossi would agree that if you poris mapo or makadish, if you do like we said before, that you spread a cloth over the chalas and then you make kiddush, and then you uncover the chalas and continue eating, that's definitely better. Rabbi Yossi would agree that that's better, but you don't have to, according to him, it's fine to continue your meal, finish the entire meal, bench, and only then make kiddush. So therefore, kois rishon omer mevarach kol birkas hamazon. So the first cup, he would say birkas hamazon for it. Vasheni omer olav kiddush hayom. And then the second one, he would say kiddush on it. Tosfos brings a different girsa the other way around. That first you would make kiddush, and then the first one you'd make kiddush, and the second one you would bench. Okay. So now the question is, am I? Now the question is,
the only thing is if you're doing benching last, then you have to make another bracha on the wine. This is true.
And actually, I mean, Tosfos asks on that girsa anyway, because so Tosfos says those who have that girsa, they're saying because once you finish benching, you have to make Avdallah, you have to make Kiddush at that point. You wouldn't be allowed to drink from that cup at that point. But the fact is, we said that we mentioned before that according that we mentioned before, only according to Rabbi Yehuda, do we say that you have to interrupt your meal and remove the table before Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yossi, not necessarily would you have to. So Bapashtus, you could drink the cup of wine right there. So yeah, if you were to do it in the order, according to those Gersais, yeah, it would come out, you'd have to make a separate bracha over the cup of Birkas Hamazon, but the advantage of it, according to them, is that then you're able to drink it, whereas according to that way of looking at it, which Tosfos is saying, maybe not so, then you wouldn't be able to drink it before Kiddush. Okay. Anyway, the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand why you need separate cups of wine for Kiddush and for benching. Because after all, according to him, you have to stop the previous meal, you have to bench, and you need to make Kiddush. So therefore, according to him, those are two separate things, and therefore you need two separate cups of wine for them. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're allowed to finish your whole meal and bench and only then make Kiddush, so v'nei minu l'tav amai, so why do you need two cups? V'nei minu l'tav ayo achada kosa. Why don't you say both things, both benching and Kiddush, over the one cup of wine? After all, especially Tosfos points out, after all, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Suda that you just finished, which you just benched over, counts as your Shabbos Suda as well, because you finished it when after Shabbos had begun. So you just had a Shabbos meal, you just benched. Now you're having Kiddush, which is also in connection with Shabbos. Why don't we say that you can say both of them over one cup? Amar of Huna, Amar of Sheshes, Ein Oimim Shtei Kiddushas Al Kois Achas. You can't say two kedushas, two different things of benching and kiddush over one cup. Now, why not? My timer. Because you don't do mitzvahs in bundles, meaning if you do a bunch of different mitzvahs on one cup of wine, then it looks like it's like a burdensome thing to you. It's like you're saying, fine, let me just get these mitzvahs over and done with, and then be done with them. You don't want to do that. You want to show that every mitzvah is precious, therefore it needs its own cup of wine. Tosfos mentions in this connection, by the way, this is where we get the concept by a sheva brachas, where we have two cups of wine. You have the one cup for that was used for Birkas Hamazon, and another one that they used for Sheva Brachas. So Tosfos mentions a different opinion, Rabbeinu Meshulam, who says that you only need one kois, because after all, here it is really only one thing, only because you're benching, are you saying Sheva Brachas? So nevertheless, you have the Ashkenazic minag, as we do, is to have two koises. There is an interesting point, by the way, that's brought up in that connection. What happens if you have a Sheva Brachas on one of the Seder nights? Which could happen, a person could get married a few days before Pesach, a Chos and Kala could get married a few days before Pesach, and one of those Sheva Brachas comes out by the Seder. What do you do then in order to have an extra cup and not be adding to the Dalad Koisis? So actually, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, in that case, don't do what we usually do and have two koises for Sheva Brachas. Just use the one kois that you used for Birkas Hamazon and use it for Sheva Brachas as well. After all, Me'ikar Adin, you could do that. We're only saying it's the minag, not to, because of this Einitz and Oitz and Mitzvahs, Chavilas. On the other hand, different other Acharonim talk about it and bring up different possibilities. Maybe what you do is you have, like this, everybody has their own kois for Birkas Hamazon. So fine, use one of them. One of them will be the cup for Birkas Hamazon, and you use somebody else's cup, somebody else's third cup, you use for the cup of Sheva Brachas. And that way you're not adding to any of the cups.
Okay. But the cup is being used for wine, for Pesach. How could you use the same cup, the same thing for Sheva Brachas?
Well, so no, what it is, it like this, when we have Dalad Koisis, I mean, we said at the beginning of the Perek, there was the symbolism of the Dalad Koisis, that they represent the Dalad Lashonis Shogu'ula, but the fact is that really each of them has a function in the Seder, independent of that thing, of how many there are. And in fact, we're going to have, near the end of the Perek, you have a day that you have five Koisis, which is why we have a Kois Shalaliyo. So what it is one of those koises is the kois of Birkas Hamazon. So that is its purpose in the Seder, is to be the kois of Birkas Hamazon. And again, even if throughout the year you're not necessarily noyig to bench over a cup, but Pesach night you have to, because it's one of the Dalad koises. So that's according to what Tosfos is saying over here. So one possibility is you can say that benching and Sheva Brachas are considered one kedusha, because you wouldn't have Sheva Brachas if you weren't benching. But the other way of looking at it is you still consider consider them two kedushas, and therefore throughout the year you do use separate kosis for them. But so again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's way of looking at it is on Pesach night, since you can't add to the Dalad kosis, so Beles Breda, you use one cup to do double duty for both. But then you have, as I said, other achronim that talk about and say not necessarily you could actually use separate cups. You use, you know, whoever's leading the Seder, his cup is the one for Birkas Hamazon, and then somebody else doesn't use theirs for Birkas Hamazon. Somebody else uses theirs for Sheva Brachas, and then they drink it after that. They're still drinking a third cup at that point.
Right, but according to this day, the person who's leading the benching, he is not having a cup for Alts, a cup for of Pesach. He's having it for Birkas Hamazon.
So he's always having it for Birkas Hamazon. That's the thing. That's the thing. The third cup is the cup for Birkas Hamazon. So now the other person is having it. So according to that, one person is having his cup as the third cup for Pesach, which is also the reason why it's there in the Seder in the first place, is to be the cup of Birkas Hamazon. And the other one is drinking his third cup, and it's serving as the third cup of Pesach. But for him, it's also the cup of Sheva Brachas. Okay, so it's not Shtei Kedushas al Kol Sechad, because to begin with, we have it for Pesach only because it's one of the ones that we need for the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon, or in this case, for the mitzvah of Sheva Brachas.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Veloy, so you're telling me that not? You're telling me you can never say two Kedushas over one cup of wine? V'hatanya, we learn in a Braisa. When a person comes home on Motzei Shabbos, he first makes a bracha on the cup of wine, then on the candle, then on the spices. Later on, we're going to learn tomorrow that this is according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, which is of course what we do. Instead, you make the bracha on the candle, on the spices first, then on the candle. Anyway, then he says the bracha havdala, the bracha of hamavdil, on that same cup of wine. The point is, the Rashbam explains, the first three brachas, Hagofen, the Besamim, and Bore Ma'ura Esh, are all short brachas. Therefore, those go first. Havdalah is a long bracha, therefore you say it last. And when you get down to it, by the way, I mean, the vort is, the candle and the Besamim, and we do them on Matzah Shabbos, because there's the idea of the candle, because Adam Rishon discovered fire on Matzah Shabbos, the Besamim, because we feel bad, because the Neshama Yisrael left us. Technically, the Ner and the Besamim are not really directly connected with Havdalah. Technically, you could say them at any time on Matzah Shabbos. But as long as you have the cup of wine over there, and you're making Havdalah, then you include those as well. That's not considered Shtei Kedushas. That's not considered Shtei Kedushas because the Besamim and the Besamim and the Ner don't in and of themselves require a kois. So like this, so far you only have one Kedusha. Yeah, you're saying Havdalah over it. But the Braisa continues, the im ein loy el kois echad. Now what happens if a person only has one cup of wine and he needs wine also for after his benching? Because again, we're saying according to the opinion that Birkas Hamazon Tu'una Kois. So then, manichan la'achra mazon. Then what he does is he leaves Havdalah for after his meal. Umeshalshal and kulam la'achrav. And then he like chains them up. Meshalshal and meloshan shalshelas. He chains them together one after the other. So in other words, what he does is he benches and says Bore Pri HaGofen on the wine after it. Then he uses that same cup and continues with it and makes Havdalah and says the brachas of Havdalah in order. Tosfos points out, I mean, how is he eating before Havdalah anyway? You're not allowed to do that. So he says that we're talking about, let's say he was, again, he started eating Shalosh Shudas and then it got late. So we're saying now later on, we're going to explain that according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to say that you have to interrupt your meal for Havdalah. But we're saying, okay, when you interrupt your meal and you bench, then at that point you make Havdalah as well. On the other hand, Tosfos says that no, the Loshan Hanichnas Lebeisai implies that he's coming home now from Ma'ariv, not that he was sitting and eating Shalosh Shudas. So Tosfos says, okay, you know, the fact is, when the fact is, when he has only one kois, and there is this inyan that birkas hamazon tu'una kois, then we'll make an exception and allow him to eat his meal before Havdalah, because otherwise, if he waits till after Havdalah, he's not going to have another cup to be able to do birkas hamazon, and we're saying that birkas hamazon tu'una kois. Again, given that we hold nowadays that birkas hamazon ain't tu'una kois, then we don't have that heter, then just go ahead and make Havdalah now, and then afterwards you'll eat malava malka, and you won't have a cup of wine for benching. Big deal, because birkas hamazon ain't a tu'una kois, and therefore you don't have that heter. So we're going over here, Tosfos says, according to the opinion that birkas hamazon tu'una kois. Anyway, the point is that we see in this braisa that you have a case where you're doing two kedushas on one cup. You're using it for birkas hamazon and you're using it for Havdalah. So the Gemara says, okay, ein lo shayni, fine. It's different when he has no other wine. He has no other wine, so therefore we'll allow him to make two kedushas on one cup. But if he has enough wine for two cups, then we're saying that he needs two cups. That's what we were saying before, that Rabbi Yossi would say that he needs one cup for birkas hamazon and the second one for kiddush. Okay, so the question is, v'hayomtiv shechalis achar Shabbos. What about the case when yomtiv is on Matzoi Shabbos? To Islay, now then the pashtos you have plenty of wine, because the Rashbam says we assume that we're talking about the first day of Pesach. And you have lots of wine available, because we said at the beginning of the perek that even a poor person, the gaboy tzedakah, have to make sure that he has four kosis. Or Tosfos says it's not even so much that. It's more just that in general, before the first day Yom Tov, a person prepares a lot of food. Also Shmini Atzeres, because after all, Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov of its own, so people prepare a lot of food. So Bapashtus, he has a lot of wine. For Omar Rav Yachna, and Rav says that the order of the brachos that you say in that case is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So now we're going to have the next sugya that's going to begin at the bottom of this amud, which we'll learn tomorrow, is going to go through all the different, you have eight different opinions of Tanoim and Amoraim, what the order of brachas is that when you have Yom Tov on Matzoi Shabbos. But right now we're just mentioning Rav's opinion, which is in fact the halacha, that we do Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So we see, in other words, we use the same cup for both Kiddush and Havdalah. What about this rule of that you can't do two Kiddushas on one cup? Amri, so they answered, you're thinking that Rav is talking about all Yomim Tovim? Not necessarily. Midaloi Omer Zman, given that Rav did not mention Shechiyonu, after he only said Yakna, after all, not Yakna has, Miklal, Debishvi, Shal Pesach Haskinan. Therefore, obviously, we must be talking about Shvi and Achron Shal Pesach, where you don't say Shechiyonu anymore, because those are not a new Yom Tov. And at that point, by the end of the Yom Tov, you already used up all the food that you had, because the first days of Pesach, as the Rashbam says, you needed enough wine for four kosis, and the Gaboi Tzedakah were responsible for giving it. Even Tosfos says that, fine, never mind that, but people always prepare plenty in advance for the first days of Yom Tov and for Shmini Atzeres, but for Shvi and Achron Shel Pesach, people don't necessarily prepare a lot. They eat whatever they have left in the house, and by Shvi and Achron Shel Pesach, there isn't necessarily that much left. So you may tack only have one cup of wine at that point. So therefore, Rav is saying, look, you have no choice. You got to make kiddush. You got to make kiddush for Shvi Shal Pesach. You got to make Havdalah for Shabbos. So b'les b'reira, you make them on one cup. But not to say that normally you should do that. Which, by the way, nowadays Shvi Shal Pesach can't come out on Sunday. So we're talking either when they were Makadosh al Piyariyo and they could, or we're talking Achron Shal Pesach this year. For example, Achron Shal Pesach is going to be Motzei Shabbos. Okay. So the question is. So therefore, he has no more wine. So therefore, again, we're talking about that he had the Bales Breda. Then we're telling him, go ahead and make Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup, because you have no choice. Okay, so the question is, V'yomtiv Rishon D'Islay, new, what about the first day Yomtiv? You definitely have plenty of wine over there. And yet, V'omer Abaya Yak Zenav V'rova Omer Yak Nahaz, in the next sugya, we talk about, once we go through the opinions of what the proper order of Kiddush and Havdalah is when Yomtiv comes out on Matzoi Shabbos, we also have at the end, once we say, according to Rav, that it's Yakna, then we have Abaya and Rava disagreeing where you put in Shechiyonu. Do you put it in the middle or do you put it at the end? We'll talk about the details tomorrow. So we see, therefore, so even on the first day of Yom Tov or Shmini Atzeres, when you do say Shehecheyanu, then we still have, you're still doing Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup. Now, why? What happened to Einomim Shtei Kiddushas Al Kois Echad? Now, so the Gemara answer is no. The difference is Ela Havdalah V'Kiddush Chada Milsi. The answer is you don't need to say that Rav was talking about only the last days of Pesach. You could say that Rav is talking about where it's even the first days of Yom Tov, like we're saying Abaya and Rava. So you have plenty of wine, but Havdalah and Kiddush are considered one thing because both of them have to do with the Kiddusha of Yom Tov. In Kiddush, of course, you're mentioning the Kiddusha of Yom Tov. Atitin Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Be'ahava. In Havdalah, you're also mentioning the Kiddusha of Yom Tov. So therefore, both of them are connected with Yom Tov. So therefore, you can consider that one kedusha, and therefore you can say them both on the one cup. Because a mazon, the kiddush, trei milininu, but when it comes to benching and kiddush, those are considered two separate things. Because after all, benching and kiddush have nothing to do with each other. Therefore, those you would have to say on two separate kosis in order not to be doing mitzvahs chavilas. Okay, so that answers that. So the rule is that you can't do mitzvahs chavilas when they're two unrelated things, but when they're two related things, then you're allowed to. Therefore, you can do Kiddush and Havdalah together on Motzei Shabbos on the one kos. When it comes, on the other hand, to benching and Havdalah or benching and Kiddush, then you have to do them. And then you have to, then benching and kiddush are considered two separate things. Therefore, you need two separate kosis, unless we said if you have only the one cup, then you can combine them together because b'les b'reira. And when it comes to a sheva brachas, we had Tosfos taking two possibilities on it. Maybe you consider them one kedusha because you wouldn't have sheva brachas if it weren't for benching. Maybe not. And therefore, our minhag is that we use two kosis for it. By the way, the Rashbam mentions that now we're mentioning Yakna, and tomorrow again we're going to go through all the details of what the order is on Motzei Shabbos when on Yom Tov that comes out Motzei Shabbos. Why don't we do Besamim when Yom Tov is on Motzei Shabbos? And the reason is because on Yom Tov also we have a Neshama Yisera, so therefore we don't need Besamim to refresh ourselves after Shabbos is over. So Tosfos asks in that question, new then on a regular Motzei Yom Tov you should have to do Besamim. So Tosfos says, no, on Yom Tov, you don't have a Neshama Yisera, but on Yom Tov, you have Simchas Yom Tov and you eat and drink extra. So therefore, that is as effective as Besamim. That refreshes you just as much as Besamim would. So therefore you don't need besamim on a regular Motzei Yom Tov because you didn't have an Neshama Yisera, and you don't need on Mitzvah Shabbos going into Yom Tov because you'll eat and drink extra on Yom Tov and that will refresh you. So therefore, we only have to talk about Ner and Havdalah. We only have to talk about Ner together with Yayin and Kiddush and Havdalah. And that's going to be the discussion tomorrow of what order we put those things in.